Now, Irish gamblers accumulated the fourth highest gambling losses in the European Union last year, and that's despite bookies' shops being closed for the majority of the pandemic. However, the majority of money being gambled here is now online. But just how big of a problem is gambling in Ireland? Barry White reports.
Football, golf, horse racing, greyhound racing, you name it, you can place a bet on any sport, anywhere, at any time, and it is all at your fingertips. All you have to do now is go on your smartphone.
My name is Crystal Fulton, and I'm an associate professor at the School of Information and Communication Studies in UCD. I conducted this piece of research looking at social impact, and we spoke to recovering gamblers and their family and friends about the impact on them. And I can tell you that they said that it was a growing problem, that they were worried about young people and the advances in technology, because every time technology moves forward, their worry is that young people who are very adept with technology would increase gambling as well. So even for people who were gambling and not, they had gambled, they were recovering from an addiction, they had not used technology themselves, they could still see this danger of technology for young people.
But is gambling now too easy in Ireland? Irish gamblers lost almost 1.4 billion euro last year. That's an average of around 300 euro for every adult.
I'm Barry Grant, and I'm an addiction counsellor with Extern Problem Gambling. We do know what's lost on sports betting in Ireland, because that figure is taxable, but things like online casinos, online slots in particular, which are massive and were, I think, even bigger during lockdown because there was a long period there where there were no sports. So things like online slots, online roulette, blackjack, poker, I think there would have been a big move towards those. So yeah, 1.36 billion, it's a lot. I mean, you average it out to every adult in the state, it's 300 euros per head. But in reality, you know, the vast, vast majority of people don't lose anywhere near that. And it's a small group of people who would have quite severe problems in many cases who are losing the bulk of that money.
So has gambling in Ireland become a pandemic in itself during COVID-19?
The first COVID lockdown was on the last day of Cheltenham. Cheltenham is normally our busiest time of the year. And the weeks after Cheltenham, we get a lot of people seeking help. It went deadly quiet. But then as the lockdowns extended, we started seeing this big, big influx of people, and especially among people who we wouldn't traditionally have seen. So people who really only started gambling in an out of control way during the lockdown. So it's not like they'd had a gambling problem for 5 years, 10 years, which would be the usual people who would seek help. These are people who might have gambled very moderately previous to lockdowns. And then, you know, because of the isolation, the social isolation that was there, the low mood, the anxiety, worries about money, or sometimes having more money than usual, a lot of these factors would have triggered a gambling problem. So definitely we've seen an increase.
Is enough being done in Ireland to stop people falling into gambling addiction? Noel Brennan from County Roscommon, who is a former addict himself, says more needs to be done.
I was paid monthly, and after a week, my money was gone. I had 3 weeks then of trying to survive, trying to cover. Why hadn't money to buy a few groceries? And I was, and then you do a lot of bad things to cover that, like, you know, a lot of loans, credit cards at the time, 10 or 12 or 15 years ago, literally sent with you one in the post to sign this, and you're going to have $5,000. That's where it was at. Again, I used to say I had about 2 seconds of, I suppose, not thinking about gambling. The minute you wake up, it's kind of, oh, what day is it, or what time it is, or whatever your first thoughts are. And then it was straight into, what did I do yesterday? What did I lost, or what did I won? What lies that I told to cover it all up? What bill might be coming through the letterbox that I couldn't afford to let my wife at the time see? Yeah, that was it, start to finish. You know, look, at the end, you just gamble because that's what you do, but there's so much else around it. Your whole life is a gamble, really. It's hiding, it's living two lives. You know, you're trying to act normal, you're trying to hold down a job, You'd owe me there. You'd sooner be somewhere else. All those sort of things, like, and it's horrendous. It's too easy, yeah. Plus, like, they're seriously aggressive in chasing you. And the way they look to chase every sort of demographic. So, you know, look at, lads are more into their sport than girls. So what do we get the girls doing? And it's slot machines and it's bingo and it's online. You know, they make it look really glamorous, like. And I would often say, you know how you get your 20 euro free spins, like? That is the very same as Dublin City 30 years ago in the 80s when there was a huge heroin epidemic, where a dealer walks down the street and he hands you a little bag and says, have a shot of that for free. And if you like it, come back and we give you more. It's going to get worse, absolutely. I think that a lot of the people that are sort of dealing with this and are legislating or thinking about legislating, they really need to get people that have been in it to really understand how far you have to go to try and stop it, like.
Thank you for that. That is a report there by Barry White. And if you have been affected by any of the issues raised in this report, please do contact Gamblers Anonymous on 087-748-5878. That's 087-748-5878.